We begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter of the laws pertaining to Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, and Tefillin. And today we deal with the seventh chapter, Perek Shvi, which is actually the laws of Sefer Torah. Halacha Aleph, law number one. Mitzvah Saseid is a positive commandment, Hakal Ishvi Ishmi Yisrael, to each and every man of Israel, to every Jew, Lichtav Sefer Torah La'atzmai, to write the Sefer Torah by himself, for himself, Shenema, as it is said, Ve'ata, and now, Kisvu Lochem Es Ashira, write for yourselves the song. The song is referring to the song of Ha'azinu, Ha'azinu Hashamayim, listen to heavens and I will speak, which is at the, towards the end of Devarim, towards the end of the Sefer Torah in Deuteronomy. Klaimar, the meaning of this verse, of this command is, Kisvu lechem Torah, write for yourselves a Torah, sheyesh bo shirazu, which will contain in it this song. Lefi she'ein kosvim es ha-Torah parshiyos, parshiyos, because you do not, you're not allowed to write the Sefer Torah portion by portion or chapter by chapter. V'afapi she'hedicha le'avos of Sefer Torah, and although one's parents may have left him as an inheritance of Sefer Torah, mitzvah lichtav mishaloi, it is nonetheless a command, a precept that he should write his own. V'mkosvu biyadei, and if in fact he wrote a Sefer Torah with his own hand, harehu ki'ilu kibla mihar Sinai, it is considered for him, it is as worthy as if he had received it himself on Mount Sinai. V'meinu yadei lichtav, and if he doesn't know how to write a Sefer Torah, acherim kosvim lai, others may write it for him. V'chol ha-magia Sefer Torah, and anyone who corrects a Sefer Torah, ve'afilo ois achas, even if it be only one letter, harehu ki'ilu kosvu kulai, it is considered as if he had written it entirely, in its entirety. And that's quite understandable, because the entire Sefer Torah cannot be used, even if so much as one letter is incorrect, and therefore if one corrected even so much as one letter, he has by that one stroke corrected the entire Sefer Torah. Halacha Beis, v'hamelech, as for the king, mitzvah alav lichtei Sefer Torah acher la'atzmei, it is a positive commandment, a precept upon the king to write another Sefer Torah for himself, l'shem hamelech, as king, yeser al sefer shehi elai kishuhu hedyot, in addition to the Sefer Torah which he has as a commoner, as an ordinary person, shenema, as it says, v'hoyo kishifte al kisei mamlachtei, and it shall come to pass when he will sit upon his sovereign throne, his kingly throne, v'kosav loy, that he shall write for himself a gemer, etc. That's a verse out of the Torah, command. V'magiyin oisei, and that Sefer Torah which is the king's, the royal Sefer Torah, is corrected by comparison the sefer ha'azorah, from the Sefer Torah, which is in the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, of the sanctuary in Jerusalem, al pi Beis Din Hagodol, according to the instructions of the supreme Beis Din, the supreme Jewish court. Zeh shehayu lo kishehu hedyot, the Sefer Torah that he had when he was a commoner, menichay bebeis genozov, he puts into his archives, zeh shekosav, and that which he wrote, shenichtav lo, or that which was written for him, Achashemolach, a molach, after he became king, Yehya imay tamid, should be with him all the time. If he goes out to war, Sefer Torah imay, this Sefer Torah is with him. Nichnas, he comes back from war, v'hu imay, and it is with him. Yoshe b'din, v'hu imay, when he sits down to judge, it is with him. Mesiv, he sits down to eat, v'hu kenegdo, and it is placed facing him. Shenemar, as it is said, v'hoyosa imay, it shall be with him, v'koraboy, and he shall learn in it, Kol yemei chayav, all the days of his life. Halacha Gimel, loy hayaloy sefer Torah kodesh yimlech, if he did not have a sefer Torah of his own before he became king, tzarech lichtev loy achashem molach, then he has to write after he becomes, he has to write or have written for him after he becomes king, shnei sefer Torah, two sefer Torah scrolls, acha echod, one of them manicha b'beis genozov, he puts into his archives. Bahasheni, and the second one, Yiyeh Imay Tomei, should be with him constantly. The Yosef Me Imay, should never depart from him. Ella Balayla Bilvad, only by night. Ukashi Yikonis, but also Kashi Yikonis, the Beis Hamerachas, and also when he goes into the bathhouse, or the Beis Hakisei, or to the bathroom, Malishan Al Mitosei, when he goes to sleep on his bed. Halacha Dalet, Sefer Torah Shekosu Balay Sirtut, a Sefer Torah that was written without lines being ruled, as is required. Oisha Kosu Mikitsose Al Hagvil, or part of it was written on whole hide parchment, or miktsase ala klaf, and part of it was written on outer skin parchment. You recall the difference there, that Maimonides had defined a few chapters ago the three kinds of parchment that are made from the original skin of the animal, the leather. There is the whole hide parchment, which is gvil, all right? Then there is the process by which the leather is split, complete, almost peeled apart. That's a much better word than split. Peeled apart, the outer peeling, the outer thin leather where the hair grew out, the place where the hair used to grow, of course the hair was removed by the a process before, that part is called, that is called the cluff. It is the outer skin parchment. And the inner part, which was closer to the flesh, was called the duchsustus. That's what we learned. And we also learned that it is a mitzvah, it's halacha l'moshe b'sinai, that a sefer Torah be written on gvil, on the whole hide parchment. Well, what happened if part of it, it was written on gvil, and part of it was written on cloth, puzzle, it is invalid. Elo oikule al ha-gvil, but either all of it is written on whole hide parchment, oikule al ha-cloth, or all of it is written on the outer skin parchment. The ketat kosmin sefer Torah. Now, how do you write a sefer Torah? He should write a correct and as beautiful as possible a script. The sofer must leave between each word and the next word the space of a small letter. And between a letter and between every letter and the letter following it or the letter behind it in a word, within a word, kimlei chut hasaira, as much as a hair's breadth. In other words, it doesn't have a minimum requirement, but there must be a space. Obein kol shita v'shita, and he must leave between one line and the next line, kimlei shita, the thickness of a line. The oirech kol shita v'shita, and as for the length of each line, I should say, we usually say the length of a line in English, but really it should be better in this case to call it the breadth of a line. In other words, the line as you read from one side of the page to the next, in this case from one edge of the column to the, from the right edge of the column to the left edge of the column, this would be Shloshim Osiyos. You should make it 30 letters wide, which is enough to write the longest word in the Sefer Torah three times. The longest word in the Sefer Torah is L'mishpachay Seichem, according to their families. And that has, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Of course, 10 words. 3 times 10 is 30. In order to be able to write L'mishpachay Seichem, L'mishpachay Seichem, L'mishpachay Seichem, plus a Zimna three times. V'zehu Reichem kol daf v'daf, and that forms the width of every column. There should not be any line that is shorter than this. In order that the column should not look like a letter, which is written narrow. Neither should the lines be, however, longer than this, wider than this, so that the person who reads it, his eyes should not wander along the line. If it's the line is too wide, his eyes should be able to come back to the beginning of the next line with ease and comfort. Halacha hey. The sofer should not make the script smaller in order to earn the space that is required between one portion and another, between one paragraph and another. If he knows there's a space coming up, he doesn't think he's going to make it, he should not start to write smaller. If he comes across a letter which has five letters, that has five letters in it, a five-letter word, and it is at the end of a line. He should not write that word with two of its letters within the column and the remaining three sticking outside of the column into the white margin. But rather, he should write it the other way around. He should write three letters within the column and a minority, two of the letters sticking out, protruding into the white margin. What happens if there is not enough room left on the line in order for him to write three letters? Then he should leave the place blank and begin the entire word of the five letters on the next line. If he's right at the end of the line and he has a word which has only two letters, and there's only one letter space left, he should not put one letter on one column and the next, I believe that is what is meant here. He should not leave a letter on the end of the line, and no, it's not what it means. I thought it sounded odd. He may not place this little two-letter word between the columns, in other words, outside of the column and in the white margin. He should not do that. But instead, Yach Ela Bat Yachzel Etchilas Hashito should go back to the beginning of the next line. Mizdam Deloy Betech Hashito Teva Bas Eser Oisiois Oy Pachus Oyeser. If within the line he comes across a word that has 10 letters or more or less, V'Lo Nisha Min Hashito Kedei Lichtei Veskula, and he sees that there is not enough space left in the line to write that entire word, Betech Adaf within the column, Im Yochel Lichtei Chetzi Betech Adaf Chetzi Chutz Ladaf Koseg. If he finds that he's able to write half of the word within the column and the other half protruding into the right margin, then this is what he should write. Vim lav, and if not, maniach hamakom poni, you should leave the place blank, or maskel matchilas hashita, and begin from the next line. Halacha zayin. Umeiniach bein kol chumash v'chumash, and he should leave a space between each one of the five books of the Torah, that was between the end of Bereishis and the beginning of Shemois, between the end of Shemois and the beginning of a Yikra, etc. Arba shitin penuyos b'loy ksiva. 4 lines blank of writing. V'loy pachus v'loy yeser. Neither more, rather neither less, no more. V'yaskal ha-chumish mitchinas shita ha-chamishis. And the next chumish, the next book of the 5 books of the Torah, should begin on the 5th line. 4 lines blank, and then begin on the beginning of the 5th line. At the beginning of the line, mind you. And when he finishes the entire Torah, which is the end of Devarim, the end of Sedra Zeis HaBracha, which ends with the very last words in the Torah, Al Einei Kol Yisrael, before the eyes of all Israel, he has to finish in the middle of a line, which is at the end of the column, the very end, at the bottom of the column, not in the middle of the column. The column cannot finish in the middle, the column cannot finish 2/3 of the way down, the column must finish at the end. If he sees that when he comes to work out the last column, he sees he's going to have a lot of lines left, then mekatzer, what he should do is should write a narrower column, so that he should be able to go down to the beginning of the line at the very end of the column, and he should not finish the line. But he should work it out. He should plan it so that the last 3 words, La'enei Kol Yisrael, by the eyes of all Israel, be'emtza shita shebesef hadaf, should be in the middle of the line, which is at the end of the column. All right, you shouldn't finish it. In other words, the words La'enei Kol Yisrael should not come to the end of the column, should not fill up the last line of the column, but should end in the middle of the line of that which is the last line of the column. Okay, halacha ches. V'yizohe ba'oisis akdoilos, ba'oisis aktanos, ba'oisis anekudos. For you should be careful. But the scribe should take great care. Should be cautious to do properly the larger letters. There are letters that are written larger every now and again. For example, the ayin of Shema, the dalet of Echod, and so forth. And the smaller letters. There are some letters that are written small by Yikra with a small aleph and so forth. Ba'oisis anekudos with those letters that have dots on top of them. And the letters that are written differently, Kikain Pape and Halufufais, the looped pays that are written in one place, and the letters that are written curved, as the scribes have copied Ishmi Piyish, one from another throughout the generations. And he should be very careful writing the crowns of the letters and their number. Yesh oish yesh ale otag echot. There are some letters that have 1 crown on top of them. Yesh oish yesh ale oshiva. And there are some letters that have 7 crowns on top of them. V'chol hatagin, and all the crowns are made katsuras zayinin, in the shape of the Hebrew letter zayin. Hein dakin kuchut hasaira. I beg your pardon. The word hein belongs to the phrase before. Kol hatagin katsuras zayinin hein dakin kuchut hasaira, as thin as a hair's breadth. Halachotes. All these things that we have just now said about the crowns and the length of the lines and where to place Le'enei Kol Yisrael and so on and so forth, are only said to make the mitzvah a more select and desirable mitzvah. But if he changed from this order and sequence, then from this procedure that we just laid out, or he wasn't careful with the crowns, because of kol oisis tikitikunan, but he wrote all the letters properly, or he placed the lines closer together, or he placed them further apart than the one letter a breadth that he's supposed to put between line and one another line, or he made longer lines than 30 letters. I cut Sron, I made it less than 30 letters. Since he did not have one letter actually touching another, and he did not write words that were supposed to be written full, he didn't write them defective. In other words, words that were supposed to be written with a yud and a vav, he didn't leave out the yud and vav. Neither did he do the opposite. Neither did he write a word that was supposed to be written without the vav and yud with the vav and yud. He did not lose the shape of one letter. He did not make any changes regarding open paragraphs and closed paragraphs. Harezeh sefer kosher. Then it is a kosher sefer Torah. It is not written beautifully. It is not written in accordance with the procedures that he laid out. But all the procedures that he just now mentioned, these are the secondary procedures. They do not render a sefer Torah invalid if he did not keep them. But of course there are the primary considerations that must be kept, absolutely must be kept, and that is the for example, as you said, like the shape of the letters, making sure that the letters are surrounded by a space, not the letters not touching each other, and so on and so forth. Those already are primary.
Halacha Yud, law number 10.
Yesh dvarim acherim, there are other matters, which were not said in the Talmud, in the Gemara, however the scribes have it as their custom, and it is a tradition in their hands, one person from another throughout the generations, and they are as follows, that the number of lines in every column, that's one thing we have not spoken about, not less than 48, and not more than 60, parsha le parsha, and that the space between one portion and another, one paragraph and another, as it were, kamoitesha oisies, as long as 9 letters. The letter to make up the 3 words, for example, asher, 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 4 times, 3 times, which is 3 letters in each of those words, and together make up 9. Between paragraph and paragraph, we did explain that the 2 methods of paragraphing in the Sefer Torah, or in the mezuzah for that matter, and tefillin also, if you recall, the 2 methods were the method which is called pasuach, which we just now discussed, that you come to the end of a paragraph, and before you begin the next portion, which is talking about a somewhat different topic, you leave 9 letters blank, and you begin on the same line, though. You don't drop a line. The other method is called sosum, closed, and that means that even though you finish the last word that you wrote was in the middle of a line, you just leave it there and you begin the next line. So that's what we're saying about it. What is the space that should be left? It's 9 letters, and this is part of the traditions of the Sofrim, of the scribes, although not mentioned in the Gemara. The Shayiya Barosh Hashitim, and that they should be at the beginning of the lines that are above Mishiras, Lemaila Mishiras Ayom, that are above the Song of the Red Sea, Aboim, the following, which means, if you recall, there are 2 places within the Torah, within the Sefer Torah, that the lines are not written straight across. The letters are not written straight across the line after line, so that there is a solid block of writing. The 2 exceptions are the 2 poems, or prayer poems, or song poems, or whatever you wish to call them. Shira Sayom, the song which Moshe Rabbeinu led the children of Israel and sung at the Red Sea. Oz Yashir Moshe, then Moses sang. And also Ha'azinu Hashamayim Va'adabera. Listen, O heavens, and I will speak, which is the song of Moshe Rabbeinu just before, prior to his passing. Those 2 songs are written with spaces between the words, in groups of words, so that they're written in a very distinct manner, and that whole column has specific traditions about it from the scribes. There are a certain number of lines above the beginning of that song, Oz Yashir, and a certain number of lines below it, and those lines begin with the following words. On top, above the song of the song of the sea, of the Red Sea, it is the lines begin. The first line begins with the word Bayabosha. The second line with Hashem. The third word Mace. The fourth line B'Mitzrayim. Wait! I beg your pardon. I missed that one. Habboim. Which I erroneously placed in the previous line. I beg your indulgence for that error. The Vishayyab, I should have said, Vishayyab, Rosh Hashitin, Lamayla, Mashiras Hayam, that there should be in the first word of the lines above the song of the Red Sea, the following words beginning the lines. How the first line should begin with the word Habayim. The second line should begin with the word Bayabosha, on dry land. The third line should begin with the word Hashem. The fourth line should begin with the word Mace. The fifth line should begin with the word Bemitzrayim. That's five, Chomeshitim, five lines in all. Ulamata min Hashira, and once the song of the Red Sea has ended, there should then follow on that column, on that page, if you want to call it that, Chomesh Shittim, another five lines. Tchilas Koshito Mehem Kach. And the beginning of each of these five lines are as follows. Line one begins with the word Batikach. The next line begins with the word Achareho. The next line begins with the word Sus. Then Vayetzu. Then Vayoveyu. And there are the five. V'yiyeh Baroshi Hashitim L'mayla Meshiru Zazinu. And there should be above at the beginning of the lines, which are above the song Ha'azinu, the following words should be at the beginning of the lines. The first line should have as its first word V'yo'ida. The second line begins with the word Acharei. The third line begins with the word Haderach. The fourth line begins with the word Be'acharis. The fifth line begins with the word Lahach Isai. And the sixth line begins with the word Kohol. We're all together, Shesh Shittim, six lines. Ulamata Mimeno, and below, after the end of the Song of Hazinu, Chomesh Shittim, there should be five lines, and they begin as follows, Vayovai, Ladaber, Asher, Hazois, and Asher. That tells us the special way in which those two specific and unusual columns are written. Halacha Yud Aleph, V'chol Advarim Ho'elu, and all these things, again, L'mitzvah min Amuvchar, are to make it a more select and better mitzvah. V'imshin alay pasal. However, if he changed, he does not invalidate the Sefer Torah. Aval im kosav amalei chasev. But if he wrote that word which is supposed to be written full, with the yuds and vavs in, etc., oy hachosav molei, or that which is supposed to be written defective, he wrote it full, oy shekosav molei shehi kri, or he, amila, I beg your pardon, shekosav mila shehi kri, or he wrote a word which is the supposed to be articulated that way, because of kikriyasa, and he wrote it the way it is supposed to be read. There are some words in the Torah, not very many, only a very small handful of words, that are written one way, and we are to pronounce them differently. And the Sofer might come in and write them the way they are pronounced, rather than the way they ought to be written. Kigoyed, for example, Shekosov, he wrote the word Yishkovena, B'mokim Yishkolena, instead of the word Yishkolena, which is the way it is written. Or he wrote the word Ubat Chayrim, which is the way we pronounce it, the way you hear it, hear the Baal Kohen reading it, B'mokim Ba'afolim, instead of the word Ba'afolim, which is what is written in the Sefer Torah, U'kriyotzebehem, or other similar such things. Or he changed the paragraphing, as I mentioned earlier, a paragraph that was supposed to end in an open fashion, with the next paragraph, the next portion starting on the next line. He didn't do it that way, but he wrote it psucha. He just made a nine-letter break, or the other way around. A parsha which was supposed to have only a nine-letter break after the end of the previous parsha, he began it on the next line. Or he wrote the Shiras Hayam, the Song of the Red Sea, or the Song of Ha'azinu, like the rest of the Sefer Torah, without writing it in the special manner that we mentioned above. He just wrote the script straight across. Or he wrote another portion of the Torah in the fancy manner, with the spaces between the words, that is reserved only for the Song of the Red Sea and the Song of Hazino. Hareza Pusul, this is invalid. The aim by Kedusha Sefer Torah Klal, and it does not at all possess the sanctity of a Sefer Torah. Elok Chumash min HaChumashim, but it is just like a Chumash, like any other Chumash, Shemelamdim bo HaTinekes, with which we teach the young children. Halacha Yud Beis, Sefer Torah She'enim Mugal, a Sefer Torah which was not corrected, Osa Lashayt Lishahaysa Yesa Shloshim Yayin. It is forbidden to keep it more than 30 days. Elo yitakin, or rather, but you should repair it, or yiganes, or it should be put away, hidden, put it in a guarded place. Sefer Torah sheyesh bo shalosh toyos b'chol daf v'daf, a Sefer Torah which has no more than three errors in every column, per column, yitakin, it may be corrected. V'imhoyu arba, but if there were four, yiganes, then it should be put away. What happens if a majority, more than half of the Sefer Torah, has been corrected? The Hashar, and the minority, which remains uncorrected, There are four mistakes in each column, but v'nishar afilu daf echad ma'ase hashar ha'meshubash, but there remains at least, even if it's only one column of the uncorrected, of the erroneous half of the Sefer Torah, b'lay arbata oyos, without four mistakes, ha'reza yitakein, then even such a Sefer Torah is repairable, may be repaired. Halacha yud gimel. When does this apply? Shekosav ha-molech choser, that he took a word that was supposed to be written full, and he wrote it defective. Shenimtza tzeila ha-oisis sheshochach b'nei hashtritois, which allows him to write the letters that were forgotten. He can insert them between the lines over the place where they're missing. Aval imkosav ha-choser molech, but if the mistake consists, the mistakes that we talked about in the Sefer Torah consists of the fact that he took a defective word, and instead of writing it defective, he wrote it full. He wrote a word, for example, that was supposed to have without yudin, and he wrote it with a yud. Afilu yesh b'chol daf v'daf kama tois, that even if there are in each and every column a number of mistakes, hareza mesaken, this may be repaired. B'mei shehu geired v'einei toile, because he may scratch off the extra letters. He does not have to insert them above the lines. Halacha yudalet muto lichtev atayrov. Kol chumash v'chumash v'tnei atzmei. It is permitted to write the Sefer Torah. Each and every one of the chumashim of the five books of the Torah can be written by itself, Bereishis by itself, Shmos by itself. But ve'ein bohen kudushas Sefer Torah. They do not possess the sanctity of a Sefer Torah. Aval lo yichtev megillah v'tnei atzma sheyia b'parshis. But you are not allowed to take a scroll and write it by itself, an entire scroll which has selected portions from the Sefer Torah. Not a whole chumash, but just pieces out of it. We don't use that. We don't use such a megillah, such a scroll, for a child to learn from. We do not even teach out of such a scroll. However, if he started writing, for example, Chumash Bereishis or Chumash Shemais, one of the five books of the Torah, and he already wrote a couple of portions in it, but it was his intention to finish the entire Chumash, then he is allowed to use that Megillah, that scroll. Kosa Megillah Shalish Shalish Davis Meshuta Achas Mutar. If he wrote a Megillah, a scroll, but it has only three words per line, that he is allowed to do. Then he is allowed to have a Megillah, a scroll that has only selections from the Torah and not a whole Chumash. Halacha Tezvav. Mutar Ladabik Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim B'Krach Echad. It is permitted to write the Torah and the prophetic writings and the writings, the post-prophetic writings, commonly or rather uncommonly known as the hagiographer, the ksuvim, he is allowed to write all of that b'krach echad in one roll, on one Sefer Torah scroll. Or maniach b'chol chumish arba shitin, and he leaves the text in front of us reads in every chumish and in the Ksav Yad, the manuscript of the Bavli, and one of the other manuscripts, it says, I would think more correctly here, Omeniach Bein Kol Chumash V'Chumash, between each of the five books and the next one, Arba Shitin, four lines, as we have mentioned earlier. Bein Kol Navi V'Navi Shalosh Shitin, and between the end of each prophet and the beginning of the next one, he should leave three lines. Bein Kol Navi V'Navi Mishneim Asar, and between every each and every prophet, of the 12 minor prophets, Shalosh Shitin, three lines we left blank, Shimbo Lachte Chet, so that if later on he wants to cut apart the one novel from the other, or one book from the other, he can go ahead and cut. V'sidurim shel Nevi'im kachu, and the sequence of the prophets is as follows, Yehoshua, Joshua, Shoftim, then the judges, Shmuel, Samuel, Malachim, Kings, Yirmiyah, Jeremiah, Yechezkel, Ezekiel, Yeshaya, Isaiah, Treyasa, the 12 minor prophets, and that concludes the Nevi'im. V'seder HaKsuvim, and the order of the writings, which are called hagiographer, Ruth, V'Tehillim, Psalms, V'Eoi, and Job, V'Mishle, and Proverbs, V'Kehelos, and Ecclesiastes, V'Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, V'Kinois, and Lamentations, which we sometimes call Echa, V'Daniel, and the Book of Daniel, V'Megillah, and the Book of Ruth, V'Divrei HaYomim, and the Chronicles. Halacha Tes Zayin, the last halacha, called Kusvi Akadesh, all the holy writings and Kesvin Esnon of Besirtut may only be written with a rule on a ruled page, Afilu Kosvin Alaniyar, even if you wrote them on paper, or Mutalichta Shalash Tevis Belesirtut, but you are allowed to write three words without ruled, or Yesvazer, also more than this is forbidden. Krachze, Shiesh Beteru Levi Muksuvim, such a long scroll that has in it the Torah and the prophets and the writings, Ein Ketushasa Ketusha Sefer Torah, does not possess the sanctity of a Sefer Torah, Luka Chumash Min HaChumashim, just like any other Chumash. Din HaYeser Kedin HaChoser. Since excess is considered as deficient, and therefore takes away from the sanctity. End of chapter.